Thanks, Christian. The Czech economy will grow more this year than had been expected previously, the Ministry of Finance said this week. It revised its growth outlook for 2010 gross domestic product to 1.5%, that's up from 1.3%. The ministry said that exports should increase thanks to economic recovery in its main trading partners in Western Europe. It forecasts growth of 2.4% in 2011.
The Czech government is delaying a sale of international bonds in the wake of the Greek debt crisis. Prague says it will wait until conditions are better before selling the bonds, which are in euros. Finance Minister Eduard Janota told reporters on Wednesday that the country was not under pressure to sell. He had said on April 6th that the 1 to 2 billion euro sale of bonds would likely take place within a month, and some analysts suggest the Czech government may have waited too long.
The biggest manufacturer in the Czech Republic, Škoda Auto, saw its profits increase by a whopping 562% year-on-year in the first quarter of 2010. That jump has been largely attributed to the fact the car market was doing so poorly in the first 3 months of 2009 as the financial crisis hit sales. And all is not rosy in Škoda's garden just yet. An executive told its trade union magazine that the company's plants weren't at full capacity and nearly 700 full-time employees would be let go this year.
Billionaire Andrej Babiš, the most important man in Czech agribusiness, launched a stinging attack on the European Union this week. The Agrofert owner said the EU was destroying the country's food industry by not creating a level playing field. Mr. Babiš said Brussels allowed some members to export their products into the Czech Republic freely, while at the same time hitting the Czech agribusiness with restrictions, like forcing Czech meat producers to spend huge amounts to meet standards not required in older EU states.
And finally, the average Czech spends 7.6% of his or her income on alcohol and tobacco products, compared to the EU average of 3.4%. That's according to a new study that came out this week. More of Czech's earnings also go on food and non-alcoholic drinks, 16.3% compared to the EU average of 12.9%.